Upon reaching Suvela Mountain at the far shore of Lanka Island, the monkeys became thrilled. As Sugriva set up camp, all the great demigods and rishis came and individually bathed the king and the monkeys with water from the sacred rivers, blessing the king to obtain victory. Then Ram embraced Lakshman and said, "Make certain that the army stays on constant alert, for I do perceive evil omens foreboding the destruction of many great heroes among the monkeys, bears, and rakshasas. Indeed, just see how the fierce winds stir up clouds of dust. There are tremors in the earth, and dark clouds are raining blood. The evening twilight is heavily tinged with red, and the animals are crying out pitifully. O Lakshman, I do think we should immediately begin our march upon the city of Lanka." And thus, at the desire of Lord Ram, the army of monkeys departed. And as they drew near Lanka, the Rakshasas could hear their loud roaring. While looking at the golden city, magnificently perched atop Trikuta Mountain, Ram thought only of Sita imprisoned within. Ram then ordered the commanders to arrange the army in a human-shaped formation, with himself and Lakshman at the head. As they approached Lanka, the monkeys took up great trees and mountain peaks, while Ram sent orders to Ravana to release Sita or else prepare for death. The monkey chiefs released the Rakshasa messenger in the form of a bird, who then immediately went to Ravana. When the Rakshasa king saw how Shuka's wings had been cut off, laughingly he inquired, "Who has done this? O Ravana, I delivered your message to Sugriva, but the monkeys captured me and severely beat me. Then they cut off my wings, and it was only due to the mercy of that virtuous Ram that I was even released. O king, the army of monkeys has already arrived here to rescue Sita, so you must return her to Ram or immediately attack the hordes of monkeys before they swarm over the boundary wall."
"What is that? I will never give up Sita. No, I will kill that Ram and all of his monkey soldiers. However, I am quite amazed that these monkeys could build a bridge across the ocean. So I want you and Sarana to disguise yourselves as monkeys and then secretly enter the enemy's ranks just to estimate their strength." Shuka and Sarana obediently went to the monkeys' camp. But because of the vastness of the monkey army, now spread throughout the forests, mountains, and along the shore, the two spies could not even begin to estimate the number of soldiers. As they moved along, however, Vibhishan identified them as disguised Rakshasas, captured them, and took them to Ram. Afraid for their lives, Shuka and Sarana stood before Ram with folded hands, pleading, "We have not come here of our own accord. We were sent by Ravana to ascertain the strength of your army. O Rakshasas, if you have accomplished your mission, then you can return to Ravana at once. However, if you have not yet completed your observations, then you can continue your tour without fear, guided by Vibhishan. And in return for our hospitality, I only request you to deliver this message to Ravana. Accompanied by my army of monkeys, I, Ram, will destroy Lanka
and kill all the Rakshasas. O Ram, we are very grateful, and we offer our obeisances unto you. May you be ever victorious. Shuka and Sarana then returned to Ravana and explained, O King, we were captured by Vibhishan, but then mercifully released by that magnanimous Ram. Due to the army's vastness, it was impossible for us to estimate its extent. However, we can assure you that Ram, Lakshman, Sugriva, and Vibhishan can uproot Lanka and carry it away if they so choose, even without the help of the other monkeys. Indeed, we are convinced that Ram could destroy Lanka and all the Rakshasas himself single-handedly. We advise you to return Sita to Ram and establish an alliance with him. Listen to me. I will never give back Sita, even if all the demigods and demons combine together to attack me. You only speak such rubbish because you are afraid of being tormented by a few monkeys. But what have I got to fear? Ravana then climbed to the roof of his palace, accompanied by his two spies, hoping to gain a good view of the enemy. Ravana then asked Sarana to point out the chief monkeys. Sarana showed his master all the great heroes, including Hanuman, Sugriva, Angada, Nala, Mainda, Dvivida, Shweta, Panasa, Vinata, Gavaya, and finally Bhumra, the commander-in-chief of the bears, and his younger brother Jambavan. Sarana also described their physical characteristics and praised their incomparable prowess. The monkey army was so expansive that in order to describe its extent, Sarana first had to explain the Vedic system of counting. 100,000 is called 1 lakh. 100 lakhs equals 1 crore. 1 lakh of crores is called a shanku, and 1 lakh of shankus is called a mahashanku. 1 lakh of mahashankus is called a vrinda, and 1 lakh of vrindas is called a padma. And with 1 lakh of padmas equaling a mahapadma, 1 lakh of mahapadmas is called a karva, and 1 lakh of karvas is a mahakarva. 1 lakh of mahakarvas is called a samudra, and 1 lakh of samudras is an ogha. 1 lakh of ogas is called a mahauga. And so Sarana explained that Ram's army of monkeys consisted of at least 100 crores of mahaugas of soldiers. And upon seeing Ram, Lakshman, and the other monkey heroes, Ravana became enraged. As Shuka and Sarana hung their heads, Ravana chastised them severely. Trying to restrain his anger, Ravana spoke, "You are supposed to be my ministers, and yet you are ignorant of politics and are praising the enemy. Your speech is most unpalatable. I must be fortunate indeed to have retained my sovereignty for so long, being guided by such ignorant fools as you. How can you speak so foolishly? Have you no fear of death? It is only the memory of your past service that keeps me from killing you this very instant." Shuka and Sarana became ashamed to hear Ravana chastise them in this way. Before departing and hoping to pacify their master, they shouted out, "O King! May victory be yours!"
Ravana then ordered Mahodara to bring forward more spies, and soon afterward, Shardula and others arrived, pronouncing benedictions for Ravana's victory. Ravana ordered the spies to ascertain the enemy's plans. The spies then circumambulated Ravana and slipped out to where Ram and the monkey soldiers were camped. Although the spies were disguised as monkeys, Vibhishan easily detected them as Rakshasas and, of course, arrested them. The monkeys then surrounded them and beat them severely. However, when their plight came to the attention of Ram, mercifully he ordered that they too be set free. Returning to Lanka in a stupefied condition, Shardula and his men came before Ravana and reported, "The enemy army of monkeys is now encamped near the Suvela mountain. They are incapable of being spied upon. Just moments after our arrival, we were captured by your brother Vibhishan and then beaten by the monkeys. It was only by the grace of Ram that we were released and able to return with our lives. O King, it appears that Ram is capable of destroying not only Lanka, but the entire cosmic manifestation as well. You must either return Sita or immediately be prepared to fight with Ram's army before they reach Lanka's boundary walls." "I consider your words, but I shall never return Sita under any circumstance.